Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about a topic which, while general in its breadth, has a great deal of depth because it answers one of the most important questions, and that is, what's so exciting about investing in residential real estate? Because there is an excitement factor, and Kevin's going to speak to that. So let me bring him on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
The excitement factor. Surely there is one. You've been in this business for quite some time for the part-time residential real estate investor. Tell that man or woman, tell this audience, what's so exciting?
Well, as you alluded, I don't know if there's one general or universal or specific answer to that, but what I do know is that, and I think anybody who, whether you're interested in real estate or not, I think you'd probably agree with this, is that there is a tremendous amount of hype or excitement or energy or enthusiasm, whatever you want to call it, there is a lot of that right now with respect to residential real estate investing. And like I said, whether you're interested in it or not, and whether it's one of your goals for 2016 to become a part-time or a weekend investor or maybe even a full-time investor, regardless of where you are on that spectrum, I am sure you've seen or heard about reality television shows about real estate investors flipping houses. I'm sure you've roamed through the aisles of your local bookstore and seen the expansive real estate section on with just filled with real estate books, whether you're wanting to invest or whether you're wanting to fix or flip or hold rentals. I'm sure you've seen real estate investor magazines. You may know some friends or family members who are in real estate investment clubs. If you're part of the podcast user group, you've probably seen or heard different real estate investment podcasts, websites. I'm sure you've heard about the real estate investment weekend seminars or even the late night infomercials or the myriad of educational materials that you can buy to learn how to be a real estate investor. All these things combined are driving the excitement, the energy, the fad, the trend, whatever you want to call it. But it's all out there, and it's creating a lot of this excitement we're talking about. And you may even personally have spoken to a real estate investor. And I'll pause and admit I'm guilty of this characteristic that you might have witnessed, but you probably have had discussions with that real estate investor, whether he's a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, and you've seen his or her eyes glass over with excitement as they talk about their real estate investing endeavors or their real estate investing adventures. And, you know, if you're like me, you probably thought, gosh, I have never had this type of a discussion about somebody who is so excited about what they do. I can't recall talking to my local banker who had this type of enthusiasm, or my friend who's the accountant, or my buddy who's a computer programmer, or even my next-door neighbor who's a corporate manager. It's very rare that you see people talk about what they do for a living like real estate investors do. They get excited. They get energized. They get carried away when they talk about it. And therefore, that also links back to the shows, the books, the clubs, the podcasts, and everything else out there related to the industry. And so that leads us to the topic today. You know, what is it that's so exciting about real estate investing, and why has it heightened to the level of awareness and enthusiasm and energy that is out there today? And I'll tell you, as a full-time real estate investor and Homevestor franchisee here in Dallas, I don't know that I have the silver bullet answer or the one universal response to this question. But what I can tell you today is, here's what excites me about real estate investing. And my intent or my objective is, if these same things excite you, and if you're sitting on the sidelines today, evaluating or doing due diligence or wondering or educating yourself about real estate investing and trying to determine if 2016 is the year that you make a real estate investment or start real estate investing on the side, well, perhaps the things that excite me, perhaps they'll excite you, and perhaps they'll move you closer to action, or perhaps they'll move you farther away from it. Whatever is your case, hopefully, by telling you what excites me about real estate investing, hopefully it will help you identify whether or not it's right for you. So let's get into that. First of all, what excites me about real estate investing is, of a better word, and this is not a very exciting word, but I like the transactional aspect of real estate investing, first and foremost. Every real estate investment I do, whether it's buying a rental house, or buying a fix and flip property, or buying a wholesale property, all of these transactions have a beginning and an end. And the fact that they have a beginning and an end ultimately drives a strong feeling of accomplishment and a strong feeling of progress as you execute these transactional real estate deals. And I like that. It's very tangible and very definable, and you can, almost like an athlete, celebrate each individual score or celebrate each individual win as you begin and end each individual real estate transaction. It's very, very definable, and the wins are very frequent, and you get that feeling of accomplishment with each and every deal. And that appeals. Also, each transaction is repeatable. These transactions are repeatable, meaning you can increase the number of transactions you do and therefore increase your volume and increase your scale. Keep buying and selling more houses. Keep buying and renting more houses. Keep buying and fixing and flipping more houses. Your volume and your scale can be increased by the number of transactions you do. You're not a one-hit wonder. It doesn't happen once. You celebrate the win, and then you put up your helmet and walk away from the game. The beauty of real estate is you can literally throttle the size and the success of your business by the number of transactions you pursue and how hard you're willing to work in order to achieve those transactions and complete those transactions. And then finally, with respect to the transactional nature of real estate, I love the fact that because each transaction is one in itself with a beginning and an end, and because each one is repeatable, you have this tremendous opportunity for continuous improvement. It never gets old because with each transaction, every one of them is different. You've got a different seller, got a different property, and you've got a different buyer, and you've got differences on everything in between there. And it gives you an opportunity for continuous improvement. Each transaction you can approach as a new learning experience and improve yourself in some different aspect. And I assure you it will happen. Everyone is different, and you'll be confronted with something new, which at the same time, by the way, makes them very exciting. It never gets old, and you never are without an opportunity to improve yourself. Secondly, I love the transformational aspects of real estate investment. You have a true opportunity as a real estate investor to make a difference. And if this excites you, you'll like real estate investing on this front. And what I mean is, transformationally, you're going to make the difference in a person's life, specifically that seller, especially in the type of investing we do. We're dealing with distressed sellers, whether they have financial stress or they have emotional stress, or whether they have a distressed property. There's all sorts of different type of distress in the real estate investing world, and you'll see it all, and your opportunity, challenge, and really your value is in your ability to solve that problem for that seller and transform their lives in a very small way, but in a way that might be very big to them. You can make a difference transformationally, by changing that property and improving that neighborhood, each and every house you buy, 9 times out of 10, you are going to be putting that house in a better place than it was. It's going to get painted. It's going to get fixed. It's going to get occupied. The yard is going to get landscaped. The roof is going to be repaired. 9 times out of 10, you're going to improve the situation for that house, transform that neighborhood, or contribute to the transformation of that neighborhood, and not only please your seller, but please those who are living around that house as neighbors. And then transformationally, finally, you're going to provide a home to somebody, whether it's a tenant who's going to rent it, or a buyer who's going to buy it, or an investor who's going to invest in it. You're providing a fundamental need to someone, and that's good quality, safe, clean housing, regardless of your personal exit strategy on that property. And then third, I like real estate, and you may like it too, because it's attainable, meaning more millionaires in the United States of America attribute their wealth to the fact that they invest in real estate, any other asset class. And I stress that because I've also heard it called, it's the one final frontier in America where the average American can accumulate great wealth in real estate. It's attainable, and it's an opportunity that we all have. You don't need an advanced degree. You don't need pre-achieved wealth. You don't need a massive, sophisticated business network. You don't need some unique life circumstance or experience. You just have to have the drive, the desire, and the interest to invest in real estate. And then also under this umbrella of attainability, what I also like is financial reward is very attainable with real estate investing. It's achievable, it's realistic, and from my experience as a full-time investor here in Dallas, I can assure you that it's significant. You can build a full-time career with full-time income, in many cases greater than what you may currently earn in your current career through investing in single-family homes, condominiums, townhouses, whatever your residential real estate interests are. A good, solid, sustainable, and continuous long-term income is very attainable, date investing. And that's what I like about it, is that it's not a get-rich-quick scheme by any sense of the word, but it is, and it does present an opportunity to build long-term income and, more importantly, long-term wealth. And so with this, you know, I've kind of shared with you what I like about real estate and what excites me about real estate and what creates enthusiasm within me regarding real estate and what creates and drives my energy with respect to real estate. And that's the transactional nature, the transformational nature, and the attainable nature of real estate investing. And I'll stress, or perhaps this is a disclaimer, in no way is my intent to articulate that real estate investing is the solve-all for everybody. It is not for everybody. And one size does not fit all, and it is not a get-rich-quick or a get-rich-easy type of activity. For me to say that, it would be irresponsible, unrealistic, and unprofessional. And my intent is not to minimize the risks of real estate investing. My intent is not to glamorize the opportunity. And my intent is not to simplify the complexity. It's a full-time career. It's a full-time business, and you should treat it like that in order to get the results you want. If you like the transactional side of it, the sense of accomplishment, if you like the transformational aspects of it, the opportunity to truly make a difference in your life and in someone else's, and if you like the attainability of it, the opportunity to attain significant income and wealth, then hey, real estate investing may be exactly what you're looking for in 2016.
All very good points, Kevin, as always. Straightforward, pragmatic, concrete details to achieve success in residential real estate investing. I thank you for joining us today. I look forward to us talking again.
Thank you, Lewis.